This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa usalli wa usallim alal mab'uuthi rahmatan lil alameen. Nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala anihi wa ashabi wa man ihtada bihadyi wa qtada bisunnatihi ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Respected honored viewers, we begin by praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our provider. Peace, blessings, salutations upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We discuss the 11th juz of Quran Kareem, one or two verses of reflection, contemplation. In the concluding verses of Surah At-Tawbah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has come a messenger to you, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is desirous, he is avaricious. Perhaps, if not, without doubt, the greatest man that walked on Mother Earth was none other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation. So in the concluding verses of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is a beautiful, amazing dua that la hawla faqul la hawla wala quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, you know, people suffer from depression, people go through anxiety, people suffer with different ailments, sicknesses. This is an amazing prescription given to us on the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is the cure for 99 ailments, the least of which is depression. The next surah that in the 11 juz is Surah Yunus. Surah Yunus, Yunus alayhi salam was a great prophet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One particular ayat in the surah that caught my eye, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Musa alayhi salam, and Allah speaks about the notorious bloodshed of Fir'aun. Musa alayhi salam used to communicate with Allah. He made dua to the Almighty Allah, that oh Allah, enough for Fir'aun. وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِكَ رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَى أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْدُدْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمَ. Allah speaks about Fir'aun in various different places in the Quran Kareem. So Musa alayhi salam made dua to the Almighty Allah, that oh Allah, enough for Fir'aun, why don't you get rid of him? Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua of Musa alayhi salam immediately. But the dua of Musa alayhi salam became a reality, manifested itself. The commentators have written only 40 years later. Many a times we make dua to the Almighty Allah, we beg the Almighty Allah, and we feel that our du'as are not being answered. Allah will accept the du'a of each and every person as long as he does not say that Allah is not accepting my du'a. Every du'a that you make, guaranteed it is readily accepted by the Almighty Allah. We need to put our trust and our reliance on the Almighty Allah. So these incidents that are mentioned in the Quran, these narratives that are recorded in the Quran, this is not for entertainment, but this is for you and I to take lessons. So we need to make dua. Do not ever become despondent in the mercy of the Almighty Allah. I think one of the great lessons that we take from this particular surah is that don't become despondent in the mercy of the Almighty Allah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Fir'aun, like Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi, When he speaks about the death of Fir'aun, what does he say? Mata maliku misra ba'idan an arshihi, ba'idan an sultanihi, la tabibun yudawi, wala sadiqun yuwasi, wala aynun tabaki. Dies that tyrant, arrogant ruler Fir'aun. He dies in the center of the ocean, far away from his dominion, far away from his kingdom. There is no doctor to treat him. There is no friend to pacify him. There isn't an eye to shed a tear on his death. Hence the Quran says, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. Allah says, we preserve the body of Fir'aun to serve as a reminder for those who will come at the latter time. Subhanallah. So these are two great verses, like we had mentioned, number one, to praise Allah, you know, to turn to Allah. There's no power, there's no might except from the Almighty Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us after Salatul Fajr and after Salatul Asr, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. We beg the Almighty Allah to grant us the understanding of these amazing verses of Quran Kareem. Till we meet up with you tomorrow evening, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.